Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, February 1st, 2016, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference All. First of all, I want to congratulate our More Success Team for having the highest January recruiting and production month since 2011. So very, very proud of you guys. But to kick things off, I'm going to go straight out to Ada, Oklahoma, and to Millionaire Club member, Mr. Jeremy Moore. Jeremy, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, go right ahead.
All right, guys, just again, just echoing Dad's opening remarks. Congratulations to all of you guys for having a phenomenal January. As a matter of fact, definitely, it was the biggest January we've ever had in the 17 years we've been with Legal Shield. So congratulations to all you guys. You're doing a phenomenal, phenomenal job. But real quick, before we get into the heart of the call tonight, I just want to remind you that tonight, you know, at midnight, Central Time tonight, is the cutoff for the reduced rate for our team retreat in April. Tonight is the last night that you'll be able to get your tickets to that event for only $89. After tonight, that fee jumps to $99. It'll be $99 through February, and after February, it will do another increase. So make sure you send out tweets and texts and email your teams tonight, letting them know that tonight at midnight is the last time you'll be able to get your tickets for our upcoming More Success Team Retreat at the reduced rate of only $89 a ticket. Also, there is also, when you go to moresuccessteam.com, the details are on there. You can, you know, get your tickets there from on the website, moresuccessteam.com. But there's also a link to the host hotel, the Holiday Inn here in Ada, we have a reserved room block, a discounted room rates. And there is only there's a limited number of rooms in our room cap. We actually have every room in the entire hotel booked, but it is filling up very quickly. So tonight, make sure you let your team members know they need to do two things on moresuccessteam.com. Number one, reserve your ticket, get your ticket, your spouse's ticket, and upcoming team members' tickets. You can buy as many as you want for $89 tonight. And the second thing is to go ahead and click on the hotel link to reserve your room. So we'll be talking a little bit more in detail as the weeks get closer to the our team retreat. We're going to have an amazing time in Ada, Oklahoma. But go to moresuccessteam.com and get your team registered tonight for only $89. And with that, Deb, I'll turn it right back over to you.
All right, Jeremy, thank you very much. You know, before we get to tonight's special guest speaker, I want to quickly go out to the state of Utah and to Mr. Steve Crabtree, who actually had 7 new recruits last month. Mr. Crabtree, congratulations. Welcome to the call, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. You're fine.
Great. I know the last time I was on here, my phone kind of vibrated a little bit, so let me know if there's a concern. Well, I do want you to know that, first of all, I want to reach out to Mr. Moore and really want you to know that we're praying for you. I hope you feel better. But more importantly, you know, I want to talk about, you know, why I wanted to do as many recruits as I did in January. First of all, we have 2 promotions going on. Obviously, we had the More Success Team little competition. But more importantly, I wanted to get a really good start with that All-In 2 promotion that lasts up until June. And boy, did I. I really had some good excitement on my team. I've got some really good people that I'm starting up. And I just really appreciate all the stuff that Legal Shield and the More Success Team are doing for our family. My daughter's out doing the deal, and she got, of course, recognized last year, and we're trying to get to our next levels that we need to do. And we couldn't have done it without the support from the More Success Team and all of our colleagues and associates that we have. So I really do appreciate everything you guys do.
Well, we appreciate you, Steve and Julie. We appreciate all the hard work you're putting into building your team. It's sure not going unnoticed, and we'll see you at the top very shortly, I know. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I'm going to go back to Ada, Oklahoma, Of course, he is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner who continues to lead our team now after over 30 years, and that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, welcome back to the call.
Thank you, Randy. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Yeah, first of all, Randy, I want to thank everybody who's been praying for me because I have been very ill, but I'm well on the mend now. Hopefully, I can get back in my office tomorrow, the next day. For a lot of people that don't know, Sharon Moore has retired, and I'm interviewing people for her position at the time, but I haven't made a final decision yet. And then, of course, our contest ended, Randy, the last day of the month. We should have the contest winners listed by next Monday night. And remember, one of the requirements is you have to be a registered to come to the Moore's Success Team and, of course, have two recruits and, of course, be in the Performance Club, which I'm sure we'll have all those, hopefully, recorded as should be by next Monday night. Other than that, Randy, I want to say that it's going to be an exciting call tonight. The two speakers we have is just both outstanding people. We're going to start it off tonight with a $100,000 ringer, Millionaire Club member, $1,000 Production Achievement Award, Performance Club member. I could go on and on. But the one thing that I think more than anything, besides being a fine family man and a Christian, he's a great friend of Moore's Success Team and especially a good friend of ours, Mr. Jeff Hughes.
And we have Jeff on.
I'm here.
All right, gotcha.
Talking to myself, I apologize. So it's an honor, as always, to be on the Moore call. And I'm glad to be on and be able to talk with the team in a time of such excitement. So we had a great month as well last month. Our recruiting in December was way up from what it had been in months past. And then in January, it was double what it was in December. So that's where we want to see things going. And so for those on the call that are new and or maybe haven't heard our story, we've been in LegalShip for 16 years. I started as a part-time associate, or my wife and I did. We were, Cindy was a stay-at-home mom. I was a full-time commissioned shoe salesman. I worked in retail from the time I was 15 years old until I was 38. And I'd sold shoes for 17 years. Of that on commission, straight commission, which means if I didn't sell, I didn't eat. I was good at it, and I hated it, and I was looking for something to do when I grew up. So I really was getting burned out, and the problem I had is I didn't have education, and I didn't have family money, and I didn't have connections. I knew I wanted to own a business, but the businesses that I could afford to own, I didn't want because they were selling vitamins to friends, and one day one of my customers came in and said, let's go to lunch. I want to tell you what I'm doing. So we went to lunch. She fed me a hamburger, and she told me about Legal Shield, and I thought it sounded like a good idea. I told her I'd probably buy the membership, and she looked at me and said, of course you'll buy the membership. Everybody's going to get it. She goes, you should think about marketing it. And so she invited Cindy and I to come to a business overview. That we lived in Fort Worth. This was in Dallas, where we had to go to the overview, which was a long way from where we lived. And we went, and we really liked it. And she encouraged us not to talk to the people that we were thinking of, which were my brothers at the time, Mike, David, and Chris. She said, show them this video, and if they like it, they're interested, bring it back next week. So we just did it. We had a pizza party. We showed them the video. They liked it. We said, next step is let's go to this meeting. And so they came, and when the meeting was over, they filled their paperwork out. I filled mine out, and that's how our business began. So I was in September of 1999. Because it worked well for me, what Judy had taught me, my sponsor, which was show the video during the week and then invite the people that are interested to come back to the briefing. Of course, that's what I taught my brothers. And I said, don't talk to people. You'll screw it up. I said, just show the video and bring it back next week. So the next week when we came back, I think between the three families, we had nine guests at that briefing. And I'd say the majority of those signed up as associates, and almost all of them got members. All of them got memberships that night. And the next week, when we all came back after showing videos all week, we basically took over the business briefing. So we came into Legal Shield, you know, from one of my shoe customers who had never done anything like this before. Judy Garten was a servant for a wealthy family in Fort Worth, and her client died, so she had to go back to work at 62 years old. And she didn't even know what to do.
She didn't know who to talk to. They said, where do you spend money? She goes, I buy a lot of shoes. And they said, well, go take your shoe salesman to lunch. So that's how I got in the business. And so I guess tonight what I want to share with you is just kind of my story, which is, you know, what we did. We started part-time. We recruited part-timers. We didn't know how to do group marketing, small business sales. I just knew that a lot of people that I knew could use the membership. Almost everybody I knew didn't have a will. And I figured that, you know, everybody ought to buy the membership. I thought Judy was right. Everybody ought to have this. And I just figured that some of the people who bought it would want to become an associate because it's a great product, something you feel good representing. And they pay you, you know, pay you to refer it, so why not? You know, I was used to referring or selling people on shoes, and I thought, well, if I can sell shoes for a living and support, you know, my family on that, I'd probably sell some memberships as well. It was $249 in the late 90s to become an associate, and I'm really cheap and didn't have any money at the time. So I actually recruited three people and sold three memberships before I filled out my paperwork. So people often ask me, what did it cost you when you got started? And my response is always, well, it didn't cost me anything. I just got started. I went to work. I showed the video. And, you know, my brothers were interested in starting their business. And, you know, I theoretically could have written a hot check and Legal Shield would have put money in my bank account from those three sales before they ever cashed my check. And, of course, today you just need one sale in order to pay off your investment if you start at the $99 level. Our team, since day one, has been focused on recruiting part-time people. And, you know, we're big on using third-party tools, which is anything but your mouth. So if you've never heard that expression before, I don't think I'd ever heard it when I got started, third-party tool. Third party just means not you, you know. First party means your mouth is running and you're talking. And my sponsor, you know, she threatened me and said, if you talk, you'll screw it up, so don't talk. So, and so that's what we've done. We've spent, you know, our days during the week between business overviews, the briefings. We use the days between the briefings to show the video. And, of course, today we have beautiful online access, links in the link, and links people back to the website and watch the videos. You know, YouTube's got all the videos up on them. They have gorgeous now CDs and DVDs, which back when I started was a VHS tape, not a very good, very high quality and pretty expensive to buy and to ship. Today the tools are very inexpensive, easy to send. Of course, if you're sending them across country, you can send them with a click. So literally just sending an email. Because our team was using a system that was easy to do, was inexpensive to operate, it required a very low skill set. Our team grew, and it grew pretty fast. There were other teams that were much more focused on professionalism, learning how to overcome objections, you know, learning how to do a lot of the skills that a professional salesperson would require. And they did well and have done well, you know, in their career with Legal Shield. We didn't know how to do that stuff. I didn't come out of a professional sales background. I was basically a clerk at a retail store working on commission, so I didn't know how to do professional outside sales. But I could show a VHS tape. That was within my skill set, and I could invite the people that were interested to come back to the briefing. And we tended to recruit people like ourselves, non-professionals, you know, non-professional salespeople. We had a lot of people that were college students when we started, a lot of young families like us. They had, you know, children at home. And so I think that's pretty typical that we tend to recruit into marketplaces or to communities like the community that we come from. And so our team, you know, looking on the outside, I think a lot of people probably when they started looked at us and thought, well, that's a mixed rabble, you know. None of those people know what they're doing. You know, they don't know how to do. They probably couldn't even set an appointment with an HR director. And they're probably right. They probably couldn't. But our team grew, and it grew fast, and it grew out of state. So our team that began in Fort Worth, Texas, very quickly jumped into Utah, then jumped into Idaho, and then into Oregon and California, New Mexico, Arizona. And then it started just to kind of spread across the country. Today we have associates on our team in 50 states. We even have a team in Alaska, even though we're not officially open in Alaska. We have Alaskan associates. We have a team across Canada and the provinces we're operating in Canada. And a lot of people say, how did you guys do that? How did you build such a big team all across the country? And I would like to say, we're still doing today in our team. Sorry about the background noise. We're still doing today in our team what we did back in 1999-2000, which is during the week we're busy showing videos, sending out links, following up, inviting to briefings, inviting to luncheons, inviting to PBRs. And the people who come to those live events, a percentage of them decide to start their business. And they know what we're doing. They get what we're doing because they can show a video too. They can send a link too. So we keep it really simple and really unsophisticated. And it's provided a great quality of life for Cindy and I, for my brothers, the Hughes family. There were at one time, there were six of us working in the business. All six of the kids, all the six of the siblings qualified as executive directors or above. Four of us went on to become millionaires, many are club members with Legal Shield. I've sold a lot of memberships personally. You know, I can do group marketing, and I'm successful at it. I do have a Golden App Award from Personal Production. But the majority of the money that I've made in my career with Legal Shield has been in overrides that have come up out of those organizations that I started with a VHS tape. So, and today we're back doing what we did before, which is I'm showing a lot of videos. I'm sending out lots of links. I'm doing a lot of inviting to events because it worked so well for me back in the 90s and the early 2000s. Why would I reinvent the wheel today? You know, I think today with the technology being on our side, the economy's worse than it was back in the early 2000s. It's a great time to do Legal Shield, and I think the numbers are bearing that out. I invited one of my associates on the call, and this is Ms. Charlotte Owens, who lives out in Colorado, and she just joined Legal Shield and actually rejoined Legal Shield. She was an associate, one of the first in that first group of people that we brought in back in the early days in Legal Shield. She came in and joined our team back then, and I'll let her tell you her story. But Charlotte, I have to tell you, we were going through some old pictures and found an old house party picture. I have to send it to you, and you look like you're about 10 years old. You're probably 12, but you look like a baby. So I've been knowing you a long time. You've been a part of my life, and so I wanted you to come on tonight, talk with the team, and kind of tell them what's on your heart, what's causing you to rejoin Legal Shield, and then what has that membership meant to you over these years? So, Charlotte, if you can talk, we'll turn the call over to you.
Jeff, what an honor to be on this call with you, but you had to call me out like that. Yeah, Jeff and I go, way back. In fact, I actually babysat the twins and Chris and Becky at one point. So there's a lot of history there, a lot of love within that family. Jeff's correct. I did attempt my Legal Shield business several years back, and life just sometimes just, you know, gets in the way. And recently I've a single mother recently, and making ends meet difficult. And while I went back to school and attained my degree, I'm sure any of you know student loans can be quite a burden. And so I always knew and always in the back of my head that Legal Shield was a viable option in order to make some extra income and in order to be able to, you know, make some extra money to pay off some of these loans and to help my kids and to get us, you know, back on track after the situation that, you know, life has put us in. But one thing during all those years of going back and forth between the member, working the business and then not working the business, one thing I always kept up with my membership, and I have to tell you, it has been the best investment I have ever made. There's been times when you can cut my electricity off, just don't take away my Legal Shield membership, because there have been times that I have called to use the membership, and while I didn't take the advice of the attorney, I was educated, and I had power, and I had knowledge, and so that I knew going forth I could make an educated decision in whatever, whether I attained the attorney or whether I did not attain the attorney. And it has just been a lifeline to me, especially being a single mother in situations where I needed somebody. At 4 a.m., I called attorneys. At 12 o'clock on a Saturday, I've called attorneys. And this is over the last, I want to say, 10 years that I've had my membership. So it has been a valuable lifeline to me. I've always known the value, and I've always talked to people about Legal Shield. I'm like, you have to get Legal Shield. It's the greatest thing ever. I've taught my kids how to use it. When my daughter was too old to be on her own membership, I've got her one. It's just a valuable tool. And I know that I can share this with people. The beauty of Jeff's organization and Jeff's training is the simplicity of it. And being a single mom with a full-time career, I don't have time for anything that's any more complicated. So the ease of this and the simplicity is exactly what I need. And I know with my passion for the membership that I can share this and carry this with so many people so easily, especially since I'm new to Colorado. I don't know anybody. This is just a great tool and a simple way for me to build my business. And I really believe, you know, that God put Jeff in my life again, because I was calling out for something bigger, and I knew that when he reached out to me, the Legal Shield was it. So I am very much looking forward to working with this team again and being a part of such an amazing group of people. And so, Jeff, with that, I just want to, again, thank you for allowing me to be on the call and giving me the honor to tell my story. Because Legal Shield has been a huge part of my life, whether I was an associate or not. So thank you very much, Jeff. Again, I appreciate you, and I'll turn this back over to you.
Well, thank you, Charlotte. That was great. Great to hear your story. And I'll send you that picture of when you look like you're 10, so you'll get a laugh out of it. So how did I reconnect with Charlotte Owens? You know, as a person I've known, she was on my team. We've lost track of each other. She moved to another state. I moved to another state, Facebook. Facebook is an amazing source of never-ending leads, friendships, connections. I don't advertise on my Facebook feed, hey, buy Legal Shield from me, hey, become an associate on my team. I don't think I've ever had anybody call me off of one of those posts. And so what I do is I use the Messenger system on Facebook. You know, we're friends on our feeds. We talk about each other's kids, and I like their posts. They like my posts. And that's what Facebook is for. It's not meant as a place to advertise your business, and it's not very effective. I don't like it when I see my friends, you know, promoting their multi-level marketing companies and on theirs and how much weight they've lost or showing their stick-on nails or whatever it is they're in. I don't appreciate that. I don't want to see it. It's probably the same thing about me. They don't want to see my stuff either. But I was able to send a message to Charlotte and, you know, start a conversation, and it turned to Legal Shield, and she said, actually, I'm looking to get something going. And, you know, send her some information in the mail. She watched it. She liked it. You know, it wasn't something that happened immediately overnight. I think we talked for several weeks before she decided to get going and actually just began her business a few days ago. But most of the people that I've recruited recently, most people that I've been prospecting, I'm using social media. And it's not a sophisticated system that I'm using. It's very simple. It's we're friends in the real world. We're friends in the virtual world. And because we are friends, they trust me enough that they will accept the information when I send it to them. So one of the people on my team, you've heard them on the call, Logan and Emily Davis here in Lexington, they literally live 3 minutes from my house. I drive by their house every day. I sent her a message on Facebook and said, hey, what's your address? I want to send you something. She sent me back her address. She probably thought I was a weirdo. I actually mailed her a DVD, a physical tool, the Get Paid Daily. Saw her at church the next Sunday. She goes, hey, Logan and I watched the DVD. I said, you did? She goes, yeah, we like it, and we think we could do it. We're excited about it. I thought, dang, this stuff works so good. So, you know, however you get your names, whatever you can do to add people, prospects, to your list, you want to do it. And then you want to systematically work through that list and invite those people to take a look at the information. The product, I think, is for everybody, and I think at some point everybody will have Legal Shield or something like Legal Shield. This is the way we're going to access the legal system in the future. Obviously, this is a solution to the problem of a runaway legal system that's completely out of reach for most Americans and Canadian citizens. That's how we'll do it. We'll do it through a system that, like Mr. Stonecipher invented. But there are a certain percentage of people within the people who will buy a membership who are looking for an opportunity to change their life, to make extra money, to get more time freedom, to do something better with their life. And Legal Shield is a good opportunity. You know, it's not for everybody, and it's not something everybody can do, but there are people who can do it and do well. I'm very careful. In fact, I met with two young ladies today, and I said I'm going to be very careful today in the way that I explain this to you and what I have you see, because I want you to be able to leave this office and be able to go out and do exactly what I did, just as well as I do it. And that's kind of the secret, I think, to our success, is that what we do is so easy to do that the person that we do it to can go right out 5 minutes after we did it to them and do it to somebody else and be just as effective. And that's really what the tools, those videos, the video links that you can have on your iPhone or in their iPhone, that really is a level as far as the advantage that some people have because they have a very high skill set. They're very good at talking. They're very good at selling. They're very good at overcoming objection. They don't care what people think about them. You know, they're bulletproof as far as their ego. I don't have any of that stuff. I'm basically a big baby. I don't like to be told no. I don't have a high skill set when it comes to outside sales. But, you know, if somebody says no after watching the video, they're not really telling me no. They're telling the video no. And so that's an easy no, you know. I would rather do that than take a no in the face sitting across the desk of the business owner. And I think that's where most people are. So if that sounds like you, I would encourage you to get a supply of the DVD, Get Paid Daily. I would encourage you to label them and start passing them out as part of your daily method of operation. I would encourage you to message people on Facebook and ask them if you can mail them something. You know, if people live a long way away, I would encourage you to contact them and ask them if they keep their income options open, and then follow up with a video on a link on an email that you send out to them. At this time, it's all about planting seeds so that we can harvest a crop. And Legal Shield, obviously, is putting a lot of money, tens of millions of dollars into the comp plan and bonuses in order to get us to go out and recruit the More Success team. You know, with the contest that they ran last month in the month of January, encouraging us to recruit. That's the focus of where we need to be right now. You know, there will always be time to sell memberships. There will always be people turning 18 every day that need a membership. There will always be migrants moving into the country who will need a membership. But the time to build teams is today. Now is the time before that big wave of memberships that come into the company that take us to our 2020 goal. Now is the time to build those teams, to put those people in place, get them trained, get them, you know, committed to the system, get them doing the daily activities that are required to be successful. Now is the time to do that. The company says so because they put so much money on the line, the More Success team. They're saying so as well with the contest that they're running. Obviously, it's working when you look at the numbers that the Moors have put on the books. The Hughes team has put on the books. We haven't heard yet the reports from the company, but I expect that Legal Shield as a company had one of their best recruiting months last month that they've ever done, and I suspect this month will be even bigger than that. So I'm excited. It's fun to be back to work, and we've had our family's had a lot of health issues that we've had to deal with these last few years, and it's just been fun. I've just really liked doing my daily work and following up and getting my stuff in the mail, and it's just been fun. And I've recruited two people last week. I've got several more coming on this week. My goal between now and the Oklahoma City Convention, which will be in July, is I want to recruit one person a week for the next 25 weeks. So 25 new recruits on my team. That's very doable for me as a full-timer, for you as a part-timer. I think it's very doable that you recruit two people a month between now and convention. But even if you just got one a month, if you got them to do what you're doing, your team would be very large by the time convention, because if everybody just gets one, your team starts to go into exponential growth. So, Mr. Moores, I appreciate, as always, being on the call, and hopefully some of the information resonates with the team members. You don't have to be good, you just have to be busy. You don't have to be fancy. You just have to be duplicatable. And Legal Shield's put everything in place for us to be very successful, wherever we're at on the spectrum of sophistication. I mean, if you're very sophisticated, you can make a lot of money in Legal Shield. If you're like me and very unsophisticated, you can still make a lot of money in Legal Shield. So wherever you're at, the company's going to meet you there, multiply your what you bring to the table, and allow you to do incredible things for your family. So anyway, take the call back over to you guys. Bye-bye.
All right, Jeff, appreciate you being on. You did an outstanding job as usual. You're one of the finest people that I know. I'm proud to call you my friend, and I'm proud that you're a Platinum Executive Director on the More Success Team and Millionaire Club member. So keep up the good work. I do want to remind everyone that in 30 minutes, the first Monday of every month, we have a special B2B conference call, business to business, for those people that are interested in the group marketing aspect of Legal Shield. And tonight's guest speaker and trainer is Miss Deanne DeBell. If you've never heard this lady, you definitely want to plug in and listen to her. She does an outstanding job. So that call will begin at 9 p.m. Central, which is 30 minutes from now. Just call back in on this same number so you can make sure and listen to her tonight. And with that, I'm going to turn the call back over to Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
Yes, Randy, what a great call. Jeff always does a tremendously good job. I'm looking forward to the next call myself. Excuse me, Randy. Remember, let's just serve God, dream big, stay active, put God first, family second, Legal Shield third, and we'll talk to you on the next call. God bless you.
Good night, everyone.